USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is suggesting that former President Trump doesn't need to receive intelligence briefings, which is a tradition that normally goes to former presidents. Biden told CBS that he believes former President Trump doesn't deserve any special access to that type of intelligence.
I just think that there is no need for him to have that intelligence briefing. What value is giving him an intelligence briefing? What impact does he have at all?
The northeastern U.S. is now battling yet another snowstorm in a week as intense snowfall in western New York is forcing delays in coronavirus vaccinations. After a historic snowfall of more than 17 inches last Tuesday, New York City is now expecting another 7 inches of snow. The snowstorm in the Northeast is predicted as a polar vortex. That means bone-chilling cold across the plains and Midwest. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Former President Trump's Senate impeachment trial over allegations he incited an insurrection at the Capitol is set to start on Tuesday. Presidential historian Barbara Perry says it's unlikely he'll get convicted.
The fact of the matter is we can see that Donald Trump remains popular and that Republicans simply don't want to cross him because they don't want to be primaried if they're coming up in 2 years for reelection, and they don't want him raising money against them.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted overwhelmingly to censure Congresswoman Liz Cheney for voting to impeach former President Trump. 66 members out of the 74 in the state GOP Central Committee approved the censure, accusing Cheney of voting to impeach Trump without a, quote, formal hearing or due process. In a statement, Cheney said she remains honored to represent Wyoming and will always fight for issues that matter most to the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Supreme Court has ordered California to allow indoor church services despite restrictions of such services in counties with widespread COVID-19. At issue was California's blueprint for a safer economy, which ordered indoor worship services discontinued in counties with the widespread purple Tier 1. The state had permitted outdoor church services to continue. The only man to take the heavyweight championship away from Muhammad Ali has passed away. With details, here's USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
They knew. There it is. Spikes has won it. Leon Spikes has won the heavyweight championship of the world.
Incredible.
Leon Spinks died Friday after a battle with prostate cancer. Spinks began his career as an amateur boxing standout, winning 3 straight AAU national championships at light heavyweight, and capturing silver at the 1975 Pan American Games and gold at the 1976 Olympic Games. He made history on February 15, 1978, pulling off one of boxing's biggest upsets to take the undisputed heavyweight championship from Muhammad Ali in a 15-round split decision. Spinks was the only man to defeat Ali for a title in the ring. He'd lose the title back to Ali later that year and finished his professional career with a 26-17-3 record. He was inducted into the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame in 2017. Leon Spinks was 67. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.